we know now how important it is for him actually to inspire the youth, since more or less we are the future. So, most of you know team volunteering is a group volunteering activity which most of the temples, communities in Europe are starting to do these volunteering activities. And Sima Chalama has been doing these kind of projects since a couple of years, and lately, last 2 years, the team volunteering, meaning the group volunteering activities, are growing in number. Some of the participants today, or for this specific team volunteering, what we call, were here already in Sima Chalam, either as a volunteer or as just a visitor. And some of them are here for the first time. So, should I introduce everyone by their name?
No. Aha, this is more or less for Valentin. No, yeah. I wanted to know their. What is the background of all of you? You are volunteers. So is it the Work Away program?
Yes, similar to Work Away programs.
Yeah.
So technically, officially registered, we had 17. I don't know how many are sitting now in the room. I'm not going to start count, just to save the time. Some also came for Nrsinga Chaturdasi, like our Kirtaniyas, for example, or simply guests. All of them are actually devotees. I don't see anybody who is completely new to Krishna consciousness. Some of them grew, as we talked, in devotee families. And they are, I think that's it.
Oh, good. Then I know a little bit about your background. That's very helpful. You want to install a loudspeaker, I see.
I'll try.
Okay. Chandra, can you please put water in there? It should be working. I wanted to say that, let me just drink a little water. It's so much singing, so much traveling, so much. I see most of you are young, and I would like to tell you why I am personally very inspired to be with young people. Yeah, they are indeed as modest as Balaram Pran's statement might sound. We are the future, but it is definitely true. I would like to give you an example. People definitely change over their life. I was with a very well-known yoga teacher last few days. I visited him. He's my friend, and we talked about spiritual things. And he was asked in a yoga conference, what is the future of yoga and spirituality in this world? And he said that he has actually hope because he sees that young people show interest in yoga. And he then gave an example why he has hope in young people. He said, when he grew up in New York, they would make racistic jokes about Jews, jokes regarding black people, jokes regarding gay people. But if he would make those jokes now, he would rightly be criticized as racist, as as you know, all these things. People don't laugh about the same jokes. If they would say the jokes which were on vogue in the old times, people would throw them out of the room, really. So our society changes. It changes because people think it's not cool any longer to make a joke about different colored people. It's not cool to joke about the Jews. It's not cool to do all this. And that's good. That's a nice development. That is a necessary development. Also for a spiritual movement, that's highly required that we see each other on the spiritual level and do not, for instance, discriminate against ladies who just for their birth, you know, just because they're ladies, they don't have the same service opportunities. That was something that was there in the old times. It was a little bit, you could say, chauvinistic, muscle, macho, and so on. All this, the things are no longer cool amongst young people, and it's not allowed. It's not, you're not taken seriously. So because young people show interest and they don't have these hang-ups like the old people had, they think of humanity as a global community. Therefore, there is hope for things like yoga and spirituality and definitely Krishna consciousness. And I keep on saying this, that in our project, there are so many young people. It's such a young energy. And the temple president, I knew, and he was very, very young. He had long hair, and he was called Jesus. Oh, Jesus! He is a very nice person, Paul Govinda Dev. And thank you for giving me a chance. I will talk today a little bit about finding your authentic path, that is your life's vocation. And just sing a little. I think singing can never do, we cannot do enough of singing. We cannot do enough of showing our love and affection. So let us sing some more. Who will play Madanga or Kavi Chandra? Do you all know Kavi? Yes. Kavi and Kalindi, they are from London. It's the first time we're in Nishingen. Yes, these were all, they started as volunteers, workaways. Now they are devotees. And next they will be temple presidents.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jila Prabhupada. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai,
Jaya Gauranitai,
just want to clarify with Go Krishna. I think you need to go now. No? I think it's good if you take some prasadam, no? Or we can. You have to decide on your own. I want to talk about the question of authenticity, because that is a very, very important question. It needs to be solved so that we can feel well. Do you know what is authenticity? What could it be? Can I have a show of hands, please? Yes?
I guess authenticity is like maybe when you're trying to be something, you're trying to like embody the characteristics and the qualities of that thing as truthfully as possible.
That's exactly the London definition of authenticity. We try to be something which we are not. Authenticity is not to put on a mask, not to be something that you are not, not trying to become something. It is to be who you are. You are from London?
No.
Good. I've seen many of our young devotees. If I am authentic, I am not trying to be someone I'm not. When I'm authentic, I'm in close contact with who I am, my talents, my particular character, my individual calling, and so on. An inauthentic person would be someone who is putting on a role, who lives behind a mask, and usually after some time it shows. It shows first to him, he feels totally miserable in what he does. He's not an authentic devotee, he's just trying to be, and it does not work. Someone who is inauthentic often is putting on a role, and he's always out of contact with himself or herself. Yet we find so many people who have not found their authentic path, who try to be like the society wants them to be. Ladies try to dress and look so that they will be appreciated according to the modern understanding, you know, what is good. I remember when I was young, we all had, the cool people had to have bell trousers. Is this trousers? They go like this, and then when it comes to here, zip, they go like, have you seen this? And I remember when I first dressed in my newly acquired bell trousers, I stumbled about when I was falling. I remember being from a wealthy background, my father expected me to become a CEO and sit in an office for long hours. And I was so uncomfortable. It was like trying to walk in two shoes, in shoes that were two numbers too small. Have you ever tried that? Well, in Japan they did this. They had to bind their feet, the ladies, and make them little ugly balls of flesh, because that was the idea of beauty at that time. You were not beautiful when you had toes on your feet. Why? Well, that's cool. You know, enough people try to live a life very often which is not their own, where they have to undergo so many strictures and so many things. And the danger when you come to Krishna consciousness is that you also live an unauthentic devotee life, because there are a lot of rules, a lot of regulations which you could adopt and then feel very miserable. And one day you will ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I fooling myself? We have seen. I want to tell you from my life, when I was young, I tried to be a violin player. Gokrishna knows that I like to sing, but I have not so much musical talent. And if you ask me why did I try to become a violin player, I would say Jerry Goodman was a violin player. There was a person I liked very much. Then this didn't work. Then I thought, well, maybe I should become a film producer. If you ask me, why film producer? Well, that's cool, isn't it, to make food? So I went into the school and I found out acting is really not my idea. And to stay with these people who are so desperately trying to make a headway in the movie industry, that's not the company I am. Now, I remember as a young person, I tried so many things to fit in, but I was not successful. Then one day I just decided I can't keep on playing roles. I have to find out who I really am and then live my life accordingly. I could understand that if I live the life of someone else, it is not in my interest. There is an author, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, to be yourself in a society which constantly tries to make you into something that you are not is the greatest achievement. Should I say it again? To be yourself in a society that is constantly trying to make you into something that you are not is the greatest achievement, not to be yourself. The search for the authentic path is something that brings people usually to spiritual life. And it would be very sad if these people who want to find their true path in life are now doing something, would be doing something which they are not. You know? Then they wouldn't be on the path of self-realization, they would be on the path of self-deception. Hare Krishna. Do I have your attention? Is this an interesting subject matter?
Yes.
I thought so, because young people are all about finding their own true path. No? To be yourself or to find who you are is very, very important, because you can't keep on living a role. You can do it for a job when you get nice pay for perhaps the time which you used to make a film, but you can't do that for life. It just does not work. And it always shows. It shows, first sign is you feel miserable. Second sign is you have no real friends. People don't want to be with someone who is always deceiving himself, who's never himself. And the third sign is you will not even please Krishna. Krishna will make arrangements so that you find your true self. When I was meeting Prabhupada, he looked at me and said, you should become something like me, you should not become a CEO. You know, he told me, this is not for you. You are more like a communicator and so on. And he was right. I gave up my material life quite young, and I, from the very beginning, I used to, I remember, I always went everywhere to discotheques, to places, and I would talk about Krishna, because that's me. Because Krishna knows, even when I walk on the street, I stop people and I talk about Krishna. Not I stop them in an aggressive way, but in an interested way. Or when I'm in the airplane, I usually will talk to the stewardesses, neighbors, about Krishna, because Prabhupada was right. I'm someone who's meant to inspire others. But I didn't understand that in my worldly life. I needed Prabhupada to point that out to me. In my last meeting with Prabhupada, he was speaking about the first step in authentic life. He was very old. He was old. It was, he had announced he would soon leave his body, and he had come one last time to Europe to see his European disciples, and he received us in London in the room which Gavichandra and Kalindi know. It's the Prabhupada's room now in the Bhaktivedanta Manor, this large room. And he sat there. He was on a, how do you call this? A chair which can move like this?
Rocking chair.
Rocking chair, yes. And he said, so, have you understood our philosophy? When you spiritual master asks you such a question, you better don't speak anything which you have not thought about very deeply. Have I understood the philosophy? Oops. I said, I better not say anything. I anyways always say the wrong thing. So then various devotees started to say different things from our scriptures. And Prabhupada grew increasingly impatient. He, one devotee said, so well, the essence is we should learn about Krishna and tell everyone Krishna's instruction. But Krishna, others had said to surrender to Krishna, yet others had given other suggestions. You can answer this question in many ways. What would you answer if I would ask you, so have you understood Krishna consciousness? Please tell it to me in one sentence. Gopi Gita. No need. I see you have a nice and tired smile on your lips. I'm just trying to make you think at the moment. Who is here? Smita Krishna, you know everything. It's a challenging question, no? Kavichandra, you like to give answers. What is our philosophy? Something. Yes.
Transformation of the heart.
Wonderful answer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Could be about that. Elias.
I think I've heard it before the lecture.
You heard this, you know the answer, yes. Thank you to not give away the point.
Maybe
Jiva
Mukti, always
remember Krishna and never, certainly, absolutely true, yes. There are many answers to this question. But Prabhupada said, first of all, you have to understand, then he made a long pause, that life is eternal. I think we all remember how Prabhupada said, we are not the body, no, Nadia, and how we are not the mind. And this translates into life is eternal, first of all. That's how you start. You start with yourself, really, the authentic self. You are a soul. You are a part of God. Wow, that's something. And you are eternal. Whew, God. So that is the beginning of authentic life. Later I learned to live an authentic life, you have to find your Dharma. If I would translate Dharma into the language of young people, I would say your thing. You have heard this, no? Your thing, you know, your... A more sophisticated way, your path in life, your true self. Dharma stands, by the way, on three legs, like Lord Krishna's tape recorder. The first leg of Dharma is what is called Svadharma, the second is Lokadharma, and the third leg of Dharma, of your thing, is Sanatan Dharma. What do these terms mean? Svadharma is your own purpose in life. It's something you can't imagine to not do. Like, I can't imagine to not speak about Krishna. I can imagine, even when, if I'm imprisoned, I will speak to the four walls of the prison. Perhaps will I speak? Well, that's when my mind, when they break my mind. But I would think about it, think about spiritual things, and yes, maybe I would speak to the prison guard. It's that quality which belongs to you on that level of the human being, just like the quality of water is liquidity, of fire it's hot. So there is something for each one of you which is your Svadharma, that what you do as a human being. All places, all places in the universe are already occupied. Only one place is still vacant, and that's your place. Why try to be someone else? There are already so many someone else's. you have a very particular purpose. This is Svadharma. Who am I as a human being? What am I meant to do as a human being? Then there is Lokadharma, that is, how am I meant to act in relationship to others? And here it gets very simple. We should be kind. We should not hurt anyone, not even an animal. That's why we live a vegetarian lifestyle. And some of us are even convinced of a vegan lifestyle because they are a little critical with the milk which comes from the blood market. And then there is another Dharma, that is, who am I in relationship to God? And here it is, I start as a soul. This body will come and go, but the soul is eternal, and I'm a loving service of Krishna, servant of Krishna. So all these three things you need to have intact. How do you find what you are meant to do as a human being? My dear devotees, there is a very, very simple way, that is, you just try different things, and then this is the benefit of being in community, you can ask others, what do you think I should do? You have seen me trying different things. You will also see when you do your own thing and what you're meant to do, you will feel so inspired. I just met someone who is a very, very, really famous yoga teacher. Do you know Chris Martin from Super Cool, or what is it? Coldplay, I'm sorry. No. You know Madonna?
Yes.
He's the yoga teacher of many of these famous people. And I asked him, what will you do for the future? He said, I might teach a little bit yoga, but I found out my thing is really to produce t-shirts, to design cool t-shirts with the right, you know, motto, you know, think before you speak or something like this, you know, and to make it nice colors and so on. And I could just do this from morning till evening. Mm-hmm. I'm a t-shirt designer. I don't feel happy to teach yoga to these self-absorbed people. I'd rather sit in my room and design a t-shirt, good quality t-shirt. And so this, to find what is your Dharma, the easy way is you speak with devotees, with the people in your community, and they will help you. And you also try a few things which one thing you will know, that's me, that's absolutely me. It can sometimes change also. Like I remember, I'm a communicator, so I was working as a translator. That's also communicating. For 5 years, I was just in my room translating Srila Prabhupada's books. Now I'm speaking and writing books and giving seminars. It's the same thing, but the expression is different. No? Loka Dharma, you have to learn to be kind to others. Usually we are a little bit self-absorbed and we judge people according to how we think things. We don't listen to people. But you have to learn to be kind. The first thing is try to understand before you make yourself understood. Keshava Maharaj gave us a nice example. There was a teacher who was teaching children mathematics. So he said, so 1 and 1 is how much? The child did not know. So he said, so 1 apple and 1 apple. How many apples? 2. Oh, good, you understand. So, 1 orange and another orange, how many? 3. How is this 3? Take 1 apple plus another apple, 2 apples. 1 orange and another orange, 3. What? 3? Yes, I have another orange in my lunch package. You understand, Manjari? No, I say it again. Your mind was into something else at the moment. Oh, Gopi Gita, you can explain to Manjari. Not now. Later. So yes, 1 orange and another orange, 3 orange if you have.
Murari said that once.
What?
Murari had said that once.
Yeah.
He was relating to.
Yeah. Yeah. So the teacher had not tried to understand, and therefore he became angry on the little child who said the absolute correct thing. 1 apple and another apple is 2 apple, but 1 apple, 1 orange and another orange is 3 orange. Yeah. So, and Loka Dharma, and when you want to be kind to people, you need to understand them first. And the moment you understand a person, most probably, you will never become upset with them. You will think, oh, that's how they see. And you will not be judgmental and harsh. And Sanatana Dharma is what you do in relationship to Krishna. For most of us, it is difficult to find out what we should do in life. For what is our what is the Sanskrit word for this?
Dharma,
yes, but which one of the three? Svadharma, no, my own dharma. It's very difficult. How do you then find? Well, you do the things which you know, and then the things which you don't know become revealed to you. When I want to make a new path, I just start with the first 2 meters. I don't know what is happening in 50 meters with that path. But as I do the first 2 meters of the path, the rest will become known. So in the same way, you can find what is your authentic path by doing what is known to you. Like, you know you are a worshipper of Krishna, you are knowing you're meant to be in the kirtan is good for you. You can see that, you know that. It's not a question of belief. Then as you do what you know you should do, then the things which you do not yet know become absolutely revealed to you. It becomes clear. Where I live, I have I go out of the ashram door, then I cross the road, it is hardly 4 meters broad, and then there is a path which starts, and it's my own path. I have made it. I have walked for the first 2 meters, again and again. Then I went 3 meters, 4 meters. Now this path brings me through the end. So a good stretch of the forest. So in our finding our authentic path, it doesn't help us if we imitate someone else's path. We will have to find our own path. It will be unique. The path of someone else is that's his path or her path. My path is still waiting for me. I have to discover it, and that's the secret of life. You can connect with the creative potential of possibilities. There's so many things possible. You can, if you go in this way, practicing first your Krishna conscious, then being kind to other people, it will be revealed to you what you are meant to do. Perhaps some of you will be lecturers like me. Perhaps some of you will make a podcast. Wow! 50 million people will listen to Kalindi's podcast. Perhaps you will do in Krishna consciousness a priestly work like Ramananda, and also there's a possibility. Lady priests are also there, and that will be revealed if you practice your Sanatana Dharma. You remember Sanatana? Sanatana, the word means eternal. What you do as a soul in relationship to Krishna, and it will become revealed. And if you're kind to people, understand them, not like the teacher who was beating the child who said 2 and 2, no, 1 orange plus another orange is 3 oranges. You become kind, and then you will see how your consciousness broadens, and you will be able to see. I wish you all the best to find your own true path. We have too many people who play roles, too many people who walk around with masks on their face. they have always a quick smile and feel miserable inside. We have so too many people who say one thing, think another thing, and act yet another way. And Krishna consciousness is a path, really, where you should find. It's a path of self-realization. Have you heard this term? No, it's not the path of self-deception. It is. Is it okay? Do you feel this has something to do with yourself? I wanted to end this by doing a little workshop. Do you have a bee-bag with you?
Yes.
Everyone?
No.
Who has no bee-bag? It's no problem. I want to recommend to you, it's always good to have the bees with you. It's always good because you never know when you need them. I don't speak of this situation. This is in a festival, it's all right, you know. And this exercise, those who have beads can do it with beads, the others without beads. It's our lifeline to Krishna. I wanted to just ask you to take your beads. And and those who have no beads, no problem. Let's see. I would like you to form an intention in your mind that for the next few minutes I want to go into this exercise and I want to chant really attentive, listening to every single name, no? When it's Hari, it's not my Facebook entry. When it's Krishna, it's not, oh, I don't like this person. When it's Hari, it's not, oh, I think I should buy a bicycle. When it's Krishna, it's not, what do they serve for prasadam? It's really, when it's Krishna, it's only Krishna. And when it's Hari, it's only Hari. Okay? That's my intention, to be absolutely there. In one voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Your task is to only think of the sound vibration. App continue. Now I will start with the difficult ones. Scandal in ISKCON. Scandal in the Gurukul. Injustice. Crime. Boxing match.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
No. Yes, you're doing well. Should I do the real difficult ones? No, I can't do this. An exercise like this, we all know, okay, let him say whatever he wants to say. He can say whatever he wants to say. He can even try to say things like, imitate him, oh, I'm ugly, oh, my makeup is not all right, oh, no, I'm just too overweight, oh, no, I never get a husband like this. Even if I would say these heavy things, you would know it's an exercise. But when you are in real life, you don't know. It's the same thing though. Your mind comes up while you are chanting with things. The best way to do is you say, when I'm chanting, I'm chanting. It's almost like when you say, when I'm eating prasadam, I'm eating prasadam. It's now my prasadam time. No? When I'm chanting, I'm chanting. And whatever the mind says, it can say to you the most reasonable things where you think I should interrupt my chanting. It sounds the most, and I should think about this while I chant. The intention of a good chanter is, I park everything else, now it's my time with God. That's an important thing, an important meeting. When I have a very important meeting with someone who could maybe offer me a new career, I will not go left and right with my thoughts. I will stay on the meeting. Imagine what Krishna can give you. He can give you your life. He can show you your authentic path. He can do everything. So why should we interrupt this meeting when our mind comes? This was about intention. Hare Krishna, he is our host. Now the next point in chanting is, when you chant, you can only maintain your intention if you are coming in contact with a place in you which we can call your sincerity. Your sincere devotion will inform your intention. When you are very sincere, I must come closer to Krishna. I must please Krishna. I must be his devotee. Then when you have this intention, sincere motive, your intention will stay good. And the last is attention when you chant. How are you with your attention? Sometimes I think when we chant for a long time, do you notice how the mind becomes serious? No, not serious. It becomes inattentive because you think, oh, when is this ending? Oh, why do they keep the curtain so long open? I need to eat, and so on. And our mind starts to wander. Sometimes I'm thinking very much when you go into the kirtan, it's important that you're not too tired. When you're too tired, you can't keep the mind in an attentive listening position. So these are the three things. Which was the first thing? Intention. I want to make this the best rounds. What's the second thing? Sincerity. I will connect with that place inside of me. And what's the last point? Attention. No, I will. So let us go again through it. What's the first thing?
Intention.
The I want this my best round. The second thing?
Sincerity.
I'm connecting with who I really am as a devotee of Krishna. And the last is attention. I bring my mind back to from where it wanders. Should we try this in our concluding kirtan?
Yes.
Dobro. So sit properly if it is if you but please if you have difficulty to sit. Do we need a little bit more oxygen? Yeah?
There are mosquitoes
come
from this side.
Oh, the mosquitoes come from that side. So your intention is I'm now with all these wonderful people. They are young, they are my people. I will make a nice little attempt to be with Krishna. My sincerity is, oh Krishna, I have forgotten you for many long years. I even managed to forget you in Krishna consciousness. I'm a world master. I should get the champion belt for being the most forgetful person in the universe of you. So pray sincerely that Krishna accepts you. And the last thing is, whenever the mind wanders, bring it back. Oh, hello, hello, hello. Yes, I know you are now thinking about a new bicycle. No, come and chat. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Hare
dear devotees, if you are adding these initials together, you get Isha. Intention, sincerity, and the last was?
Attention.
So Isha, like the Ishopanishad, no? Isha is the name of Krishna, the Lord who is everywhere, who moves all of us, who's there in our heart and outside, on whose powerful energies everything is resting, like the pearls on a string. That Lord Isha comes quickly to his devotee. He will say, "Oh, you called me," when the devotee chants with the intention to please him, with a sincere heart, and with an attempt to be as attentive as possible. Isn't it, it's so obvious, when I chant, I should chant. But when you are chanting Hari and you think of the mobile telephone and the last message, then you're not really chanting, but you are more in your mobile telephone or somewhere else. And then the Lord may not respond to you. He may not come. He may not be there. And then your heart feels sad, because after all, we are made like this. We are like, Prabhupada says, we are like sparks of the big Krishna fire. But the moment we fall out of our relationship to Krishna, we are like those sparks who fall out of the fire, and he makes a sound, pat, pat, pat. They become like coal, and there's no power, no light, no heat in them. But we should all come back into the fire, into the Krishna fire. That can happen during kirtan, when we chant with this Isha idea. Intention, sincerity, and attention. I also wanted to help you by giving you the idea of authenticity. If those of you do not know this word, I also had to learn it. You may look it up in your Google translators or Google Wikipedia or whatever it is. It's really finding your own true path. I will end with telling you a story of my uncle Carlo von Gerstendorf, German aristocratic person. He was a lawyer. He was working for the Beatles and other big companies, so he was a lawyer. But one day he surprised all of us, his relatives. A news came, he had gone to a shoe shop to buy a new pair of shoes, but when the one who sold the shoes, had given him his size, he said, "Okay, this is the right type of shoe, but give it two sizes too smaller for me." So he took these newly acquired shoes. Let us say that was his size, like Goliath, the giant. So he had this size, or let us say this was his size. So these small Japanese shoes, for the cramped. So he went into this office. He put them on under great pain, and then he walked around with these shoes. One day he visited us in Hamburg, where we lived at that time, and when he came inside the house, he changed from his comfortable walking shoes into these new shoes which were two sizes too small, and he walked around. He was highly uncomfortable, and my father said to him, "Carlo, you can speak to me about everything. Is there something that is troubling your mind?" Chris Carlo von Gerstendorf, my uncle, said, you're asking about the shoes, right? Carlo, if it's too uncomfortable to speak before everyone, we can go into to this private room and we can discuss your shoe issue there. He said, it's very simple. I'm so bored with life that only when I feel the pain of the shoes, I'm totally focusing on my shoes, and then I forget everything around me and I can live through the day. So as much as we laugh about Carlo von Gerstendorf, he has left the body. Are we not all walking around with shoes that are two sizes too small? We are not in our authentic situation. Unless we have solved this, that we are good in our Sanatan Dharma. Remember what that was? Sanatan means eternal Dharma towards Krishna. Our Loka Dharma, amongst what we do to others, and our Swadharma. I think some of you have found their Swadharmas, those whom I know, but others are still searching, and that's natural when we are young. We keep on searching until you have your right pair of shoes. And not the shoes that are two numbers too small. And the way to find this was, do what you know is right at the beginning, and then from there everything else that is still unknown will be shown to you. It will emerge in a natural way. I had no idea that I would ever live like this. But I when I started in Krishna consciousness, I first started, I thought, I do this for a year. then I make up my mind. And after a year, I thought, it's definitely very fulfilling in one sense, but I will not make money with this, no, and I will not be able to live in this world. But let me try another year. And then, at the end of 2 years, I was sure I can do this for the rest of my life, and I took my initiation vows at that time and became, and because I was sure this is my path, but I needed the time to see. And by the way, I think it's everyone's path. It's not that I have any doubt about it. But our specific road in Krishna consciousness, our specific place, that will come if you keep on searching for your authentic path. And as I said, do what you know already, and then the unknown becomes known. Any questions you have on this? It's so nice to be in your association. You are little young, like, what is your age? If I mean, varying ages be?
18 to 30, Maharaj.
18 to 30.
Yeah, 18 years old till 30. That's the age group.
Do you have any questions regarding the things you have heard? Build you knowing everything.
If I'm allowed also to ask, I was hearing a couple of years ago also a similar topic from your lectures, Maharaj.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one important point you mentioned, like find the thing you're good at, but at the same time you like to do.
Yes.
Because one may be good at something but does not like to do it, or one may like doing something but
not be good about it. She like me playing violin.
you mentioned the example, like one likes to steal, but it's not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So maybe you could say something about this, because it's also difficult to find what do we like to do, because many ideas are more or less so superimposed on us that we must like this or like that.
This comes when we look at the question of talent. Have you heard this word, talent?
Yes.
Talent is something which God has given to you. It's something that is your thing. Like, I think we all agree, Gokrishna has a talent to sing nicely. No? That was Gokrishna at the end. It is a God-given gift. Now Gokrishna, if he would try to not sing, but let us say, do, you know, flying an airplane. Perhaps he's good in flying an airplane. We don't know. We will find out. We are invited to fly in an airplane, but. We can maybe ask him if you have a desire to find out. There's a devotee in England. He will allow you to fly for some time. Of course, he has also the steering wheel. And if you want, you can tell me. But as of yet, you don't know if you're an airplane pilot. You feel more that is maybe not your talent. Yeah. Gokrishna may like to fly airplanes, but perhaps he is not talented. So he should find out what he is talented and what he likes. And it, in his case, it happens to be singing and other things. He is doing many things very well. So we need to find that out, that talent. We need to find out our talent, our God-given gift. And there is something very specific for everyone. It can be something like designing T-shirts, you know. I'm just saying it is given to you by the Lord. And once you find that and do that, you will become very, very satisfied. And the way you find it, really, I want to say again, for I have witnessed in Gokrishna, he was always a good singer. From as a young child, he was asked to sing in the Bhaktivedanta manner. I think you must have been 8 years or even eight. So that was always, they always said to him and his brother, please sing the devotees. But he's also an excellent cook. We call him Cook Prabhu, master cook, the master cook. But that came because he wanted to do service, the service to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. And then this desire to render service showed him, okay, you can also cook. So therefore, it's very important. We may not know all these details, what we are meant to do. But if you, for instance, have the sincere desire to serve Krishna, Krishna will show you that there are other things you're good, which may surprise you. I was surprised when I saw how well Gokrishna cooks. It's, I mean, really well, very sophisticated recipes, you know. Really tasting, like, I think the devatas on the heavenly planets have not eaten a Gokrishna khichdi. Or Gokrishna sandwich, he's very famous for sandwiches. Sandwich, what else? Sabjis, no problem. But very complicated subjects, you know, where you think, what is in there? It seems the whole universe so variegated. So it comes when you wish to do service, service, and that is what I wanted to say. You position yourself in your Sanatan Dharma, and Sanatan Dharma means to serve Krishna and the Vaishnavas, and you will discover so many things. So there's the talent is a mixture of liking and what you're good at. That's a mixture, right? Talent. Have you heard, do you speak these words nowadays? I sometimes have these very old words from 5,000 years ago when I was young. No, what are you talking? We don't speak these words any longer. So talent is something that Krishna has given to you and you will like it. You can know. When you go in your life and for so many years you find out, I'm not good in doing this and I also don't like it, then you know you probably have not found yet your Dharma. This is not your Dharma. So Krishna consciousness is meant to help you to find this. No? It's meant to help you. Once a professor came to our temple, and he saw someone. We had a printing press, operating the printing press, and he spoke with him. And later he came to Prabhupada and said, "What magic do you have? I met someone who had never no idea of printing and publishing. Perhaps he had read a book. I doubt it. He was not one of those. But now he's printing books." And Prabhupada said, the secret is they want to do service for Krishna. And then Krishna reveals to them what they are meant to do. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else has a question? Yes.
Regarding
your good name, please.
I'm Brian.
Brian, Hare Krishna, Brian.
Regarding making these first steps into try to understand what is our ability or our talent, and so I have some friends that are quite. I feel that they are quite stuck in what they do. It is so difficult for them to do these two steps into the what seems unknown, and then get away from. This stuck position, and do you have some suggestion on how to help them or like how to support them? Or
yeah, you must know that there are three reasons why people don't experience growth or spiritual growth. One is pride. They're just too proud about what they're doing. And the second reason, Krishna, do you remember? I don't remember now the second, but I remember the third. It's complacency. Do you know this word? Complacency means you are just saying, okay, that's it. You're not willing to. You are selling your life short. You are. Thinking, oh, it's all right. I just did this for 2 years. I stick with this, and then they are stuck and don't grow.
Being too busy.
And being too busy. Yes, three things. Why you are don't experience spiritual growth. First is being too proud, being too busy in what you do, and third is. Be complacent with what you do. And sometimes in the life of these people, a life quake has to happen, where everything is reorienting itself, and then everything has fallen into the dust, and they can think, okay, what do I do now? What is of importance for me? There are two reasons why people grow. Do you want to know them also? I mean, it belongs to this, no? This discussion. It's you grow either when you are absolutely frustrated, enough, this I can't go on like this, or you grow when you are inspired.
how would you like to grow in the first? Due to the first reason? No, of course not. You don't want to go on until you're absolutely frustrated with what is wrong. You want to be inspired. That's why we have all these classes, no? All this we read and we discuss with devotees. I would love to grow because of. And then the question is, you're inspired, but Brian has said very much, you may be inspired, but what if you're so stuck in what you do? I always think the life quake has to come. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be such a big one like in China, you know, or in Turkey was now a very heavy one. It can be just something small. And sometimes, Brian, it's enough to just desire. And then where you sincerely say, Krishna, please help me to find my path. And then you will see Krishna responds to this. And all of a sudden, it's there right in front of you. You only need to put your left foot on it, and then your right foot, and then your left foot, and boom, you're going. Some things need a little time. A mango also needs a little time to mature. Sometimes we may become impatient and we will stand before the mango tree. Hey, Mr. Mango Tree, where are your mangoes? The mango tree will say, I'm coming. Just give me 3 more months, you know, and then it's coming. Good. So, I thank you all very much. I think we have a lot of to celebrate. I will see you. Hopefully more in the festival. And be there. When is the day, the time when Lord Nrisimhadev appears? Is it 7 or something? Can you look it up?
8:30.
What?
8:30? Yeah. On the schedule it's at 8:15.
Yeah, but he may not appear on schedule.
8:49.
We thought it's a good time, my dear Lord. It's very good. Because then the prasadam ends. So
8:49.
Then we will have that arati. We do it here like this. I know Kavichanda how you meant this with the schedule. Yeah, he is scheduled to appear at 8:49. And then you must be before the altar somehow or other. Yes. Bring yourself, even if we have to carry you on stretchers because you ate the day before 80,000 Mughal Arctic sweets. Be there. Good. Then I say for now goodbye, okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.